Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
What exactly is an exit tax? Why is it only hitting South Africans looking to immigrate next year? We've asked Ernest Mazansky, who is a director and head of the tax practice area at Worksman's Attorneys, to join us this morning. Ernest, a very good morning to you. How are you doing?
Good, yourself?
Excellent, thank you. So first of all, what is an exit tax?
Okay, look, the expression exit tax is really a colloquialism.
Mm-hmm.
There is no such specific tax as an exit tax. Many countries have them. Some countries call them exit charges. Basically, it's as follows. South Africans are taxed on their worldwide, on a worldwide basis on all their income and capital gain. But non-residents are not subject to CGT in South Africa, except on immovable property in South Africa. So what happens is when you leave the country, you've got a whole lot of, if you're lucky, a whole lot of unrealized growth on your worldwide assets.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute you leave, South Africa loses the right to tax the gains on those worldwide assets. So what happens is when you give up residence, when you emigrate, you're deemed to sell your worldwide assets at market value. So that unrealized gain is now captured as a tax, as something to tax in the South African system before you leave.
Right.
Okay. That doesn't include immovable property, because even after you've left, when you sell the immovable property in South Africa, you're
subject.
That's why they exclude. So it's not it's really capturing the CGT growth that they would have lost out on before you leave. And as I said, many countries have that.
Has this not been implemented in the past? Is this a new thing in terms of South Africa?
Oh yes, it's been with us since 2001, but it's only been with us on capital gains, or primarily on capital gain. What the new draft legislation has introduced is an extension of this, which is a very controversial proposal. What happens is when you leave the country and you're receiving a pension,
mm-hmm.
Or paying for a provident fund or whatever, the South Africa would generally have a right to tax that, because you earned that pension while you were working here, and therefore it's from a South African source. And even though you've left, South Africa has a right to tax it. Now, a number of double tax agreements that South Africa has with other countries recognize that right. And so they'll allow South Africa to tax it, and then they'll also tax it, but they'll give credit for what you pay in South Africa, so you only pay in differential overseas. But a number of double tax agreements prohibit South Africa from taxing those pensions. And despite the fact that South African government signed those agreements with its eyes wide open, now it's saying, oh, we're losing out on tax on those pensions. So they are creating a similar exit tax where the value of your pension fund is subject to tax. It's deferred until you actually draw down on the pension, and then the tax on the pension will be reduced by this exit tax that is deferred. Now that sounds all very nice and good, but there are two problems with that. Number one, why are they introducing legislation to counter double tax agreements that they signed and are not honoring? And the second is, I doubt very much whether this exit tax on the pension fund can be claimed as a credit in the foreign country, because it's not a tax on the pension, it's a tax on exit. And you may then find these people paying double tax, which is contrary to the double tax agreement that South Africa signed.
Is what South Africa's doing unique to South Africa? Surely these types of, as the world becomes more global, people move around a lot more than perhaps we used to. They leave pensions in areas where they've worked. They go and live in another part of the world when they're a little bit older. Surely this type of situation is not uncommon. Is South Africa addressing this differently to how other countries would have and have done?
I'm not aware, I may be wrong, but I'm not aware of any other country there. And the point is, if you don't like the double tax agreement that you've signed,
mm-hmm.
go seek to amend it. At worst, cancel it.
Right.
But don't go round the back door and try to get around it. That, I think, is wrong.
Mm. Is this, how realistic is this? You say it's in a draft form. Are they asking for objections? Can this be objected to? Can one claim it's contrary to the Constitution on some grounds?
I'm not a constitutional law expert, and I don't pretend to be, and I don't want to be. But it certainly has been. It was announced in the budget. It's in the draft legislation, which is out for comment until the end of next week. And there'll be representations in Parliament and all sorts of things like that. So I would be surprised if there's not a vociferous outcry from the private sector on this. Whether they'll tone it down, whether they'll withdraw it, that remains to be seen. Mm. I don't know.
Mm. Very, very interesting and a real concern. Ernest Mazansky, who is a director and head of tax practice area at Worksman's Attorney. Thanks for bringing us up to speed on this issue.